Andy, how difficult is that result to take?
I'm angry, Andy. It was I'm as angry as I've ever been, if I'm honest. Disappointed, feel let down. And we've just had a long chat in there. Obviously, I apologise to you guys for the delay in coming out here, because I know you've all got jobs to do, and I apologise for that. But things needed to be said in there, and they were.
What kind of things were said?
Private in there. That'll stay in the dressing room, but there's been a lot said.
Just by you, has it been a discussion? Or?
Yeah, of course. I'm punching anyone. But, there's been a lot said by me, by the coaching staff, by some players. That's not our inconsistency is frightening. How you can go from that first half performance, which was good, to the second half performance, which is embarrassing. I don't know. And it's my job to sort it out, and I will.
Did you deserve anything from the game today?
No. Aldershot fully deserved it, and well done to Aldershot.
Can you put your finger on why things dropped off the second half? Because you mentioned a lot of positives from the first half.
We played as individuals second half. People stopped playing for the team and in sticking to what we were doing first half, which was good, and we should score. We've got to score goals when we're on top, and we don't. And that's not just a criticism of the forwards either. You know, there's balls being headed back across the box first half, and, you know, they had one in. They get a goal-mouth scramble. We don't get that. We're a comfortable team, Andy. We're a nice team, and it's got to stop, and it will stop.
Is that a nasty edge you feel you need
to have? Yeah, we haven't got a clinical edge. We haven't got a nasty edge. It's the football club's too nice. I treat them too well. I don't know another football club in Division 2 that's got three physios that do massages at left, right and centre every single day. It'll stop. Look, that's not the reason, because they have massages. Of course it's not. It's just me venting an anger. But it's too comfortable. Players are too comfortable at our football club, and it'll stop.
And you talked about the first half. Is it a lack of confidence why the goals aren't going?
Maybe. You know, the season tells itself, doesn't it? Three goals away from home all season is miles away. And we've, you know, the form at home is very good, as we know. I keep saying that, but we can't. That ain't good enough. You know, we're up and down like yo-yos, and like we were tonight. First half's good, second half's rubbish, and it's got to stop. And you know, I defend them players to the hilt. I think there's some good players there, but it's I've had enough of it, Andy, and they know, and I know that it'll change, and it will change.
You said it's a low moment. Is this your lowest moment in football as a player or manager?
Yeah, maybe not as a player. I've had a few lows as a player. Certainly since I became manager at the football club, I feel as low as I ever have done, yeah.
You've mentioned before that you weren't necessarily going to go into the loan markets tonight. Change your view on that?
Yeah, I will.
Soon?
Tomorrow.
Okay, and then how much pressure does this heap on everyone for Saturday?
Everybody's under pressure. You know, we've got to win Saturday, simple as that. And, you know, we'll have a crowd there on Saturday, which will be by far the biggest in the league again. The supporters, they keep coming. No matter what happens to this football club, they keep coming in. They are our football club. I'm so glad we've got the supporters, because without them, we are nothing. And we've got to go out there Saturday and make sure we win for them. And it's easy to stand here and say, oh, we owe them a performance. I hate that. I hate that phrase. It's rubbish, that phrase. You don't owe them a performance. They're owed a lot more than that. It'll have to change, Andy. It really does have to change.
Just finally, you said obviously plenty for you to think about, plenty for the players to go and think about before Saturday as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they'll be in tomorrow. And we'll do things properly. All the only thing I will say is we've got to stick together, Andy, as a football club. We can't have people going off in tangents in paper over. You know, we can't paper over cracks. The cracks are there. They're huge cracks as well. There's big problems in our team at the moment. You know, and it's not good enough. And I'm going to have to change it and make sure that we start to get some consistency from somewhere. And that'll have to start Saturday, but it won't happen if we all go off and do what they want to do. We've got to make sure that everybody sticks together. We've battened down the hatches, and we make sure that we as a group work hard between now and Saturday. We work hard Saturday and win. And then the test is, can we win the next one? You know, is it game by game? That's all it can be. But going back to tonight's game, that was as disappointed and I'm as angry as I've ever been. I'm doing well, if I'm honest, to keep it in.
Just one very final one. You said bring players in. Have you got any what positions? Who you might
one
be?
1 to 11.
What?
1 to 11. I need to look at absolutely everything, Andy. I probably won't go to bed tonight searching on the phone. So, and tomorrow, I'll be back at it. So, yeah, I'm very hopeful that there'll be changes before the weekend.
Thanks for your honesty.
Dan Wheel with Andy Orford.